Mouse never liked cats. Nothing to do with the name, just he never liked cats. He valued loyalty and friendship and long walks. Cats aren't loyal, they're not your friends, and you can't take them for a walk unless they're in a bag weighed down with stones. So when he came round to help me move house, and he saw the Siamese playing with a dead sparrow in the middle of our newly sown lawn, it was natural for him to lift the rock. It was natural for him to throw the rock. He was a big man with a strong arm, and he hefted it with all the grace, power of a major league pitcher. For Mouse, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing well. If I'd have thrown a rock at all, it would have been to merely frighten the poor creature, not to half cleave its head off the way Mouse did. If I'd thrown it, it would have fallen short, or smashed into next door's greenhouse, and the cat would have picked up the bird, juggled with it for a while, and then wandered off. That way, neither of us would have lost face. Mouse's way? The cat lost face, and ear, and top of skull, before rolling over dead. Stone dead. We stood and looked at it. We could hear my wife singing to herself inside. Something by ABBA. From the other side of the high wooden fence, our neighbour said, "Psh, psh, 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 toodles." They say that moving house is one of the most stressful things you can experience. It's in there with giving birth, burying your parents, and taking your driving test. I think people ought to get out more. You get pursued by religious maniacs, shot up by rampaging terrorists, threatened by drug-crazed movie stars and pummeled by heavyweight champions. And you soon realise moving house isn't stressful at all. It's a walk in the park. Till someone kills a neighbour's cat.